Now, you know, your for instance, you call this the elbow, but what is this?
Joint?
Yeah. The reason that I think this is so funny is because you think it's a test. You know, you treat it like a test, and it's not a test. The only one who's being tested is I am, because you have all these words, mm-hmm. but I'm the one who's being tested because I should be able to ask him. Oh, what's this called?
Chest.
Okay. Okay, and this?
Shoulder.
Both of them?
Shoulders.
Okay. Now you have a friend, you know, and how might you describe Mary Brand in terms of her activity? You know, you might say she's really
full of pep.
Okay.
Always was.
Might you say anything else? She's. Did you ever say she?
So lively.
Okay.
So active. But she isn't so much that way now. We got a car. She is full of arthritis.
Oh, yeah. Would you ever say, did you ever use the word spry?
Yes, George. She's very spry. Always was very spry.
Would you use this word spry? Would you use that with young people as well as older people?
Yes, I would.
Now, if you see a man lift up something that's quite heavy, you say he certainly is
strong.
Yes. You'd never say he's stout for that.
No. Say stout.
Yeah, stout means fat, right? So, little kid says, leave the light on because, about the dark, he says,
I'm afraid.
Now, if you might say, he's afraid of the dark. He's afraid of the dark now, but he didn't,
used to be.
Would you say the whole thing?
He didn't used to be.
Okay. All right. Say, I don't like to, someone's a bad automobile driver, you know. And you say, I don't like to drive with that person because he's what kind of a driver?
He's careless.
All right. And if a person is peculiar, you know, you say, he's a what kind of one?
Very odd person.
Okay. Or what else might you use instead of odd? Instead of odd or strange?
Strange person?
Yeah. But